Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book, Unseen. But first, here's his message, Breaking Free from Addiction.
Now, statistically, we are an addicted culture. But one of the problems that we face is that so many deny their addictions. It's part of the lies that Satan tells us and the lies that we tell ourselves. Lies like, well, I don't really have a problem. Or, it's not that bad. Or, I can quit anytime. Or, it's not hurting anybody else. By now, I can assume that I've heard them all. And frankly, they're not all that creative to me these days. Because Satan keeps repeating the same lies. His method of operation is the same as it was way back at the beginning. So people often stay addicted to their sin or their pain or their struggle or their stress or their depression or their anger or their anxiety or their physical, mental addiction, emotional strangulation. They stay addicted because they're no longer in control. You see, addiction is anything you can't control. One of the key words in understanding addiction is found in all the literature and all the discussions regarding dealing with addiction is the word dependence. Dependence is a synonym for addiction. Did you know the Bible talks about this? In 2 Peter chapter 2 and 19, it speaks of giving ourselves over to something. Here's the way it's put. For whatever overcomes a person, that is, you give yourself over to this, it overcomes you. To that, he is enslaved. So, addiction is enslavement. It is a life out of control or behavior that is out of control. The purpose of this message series is to show you from God's Word what the Scripture says regarding breaking the chains in your life, which will enable you to overcome. You need to understand what God says about your problem. You need to know the biblical truth because, again, we tell ourselves lies about our struggles or we believe the lies of Satan. But God made you to be free. Now, freedom is not the same as license. You know, freedom is not the freedom to do everything you want. Freedom is to do what you ought. And to live in freedom is the promise of God for all. Freedom is such an empowering and instinctive within the human heart, within the soul of man. No one was made to live in tyranny and bondage. Let freedom ring. And let freedom reign in your heart. Because Jesus came to set you free. John 8, 32, and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. And then Jesus said, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So the chains that bind us, the habits that hold us back, the sins that enslave us must be broken, and they can be broken in Christ. Really just two parts to this first message. What it means to be chained and how to be unchained. Chained, what am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about anything that controls you, anything that keeps you from becoming the person that God intended for you to be. Anything that dominates your life and ultimately destroys your life. It is self-defeating, self-depreciating, self-destructive behavior. It is the kind of behavior that ultimately destroys your life and people all around you. The fallout of addiction in homes and families, children, and society and culture itself is massive. And so it's a major problem. But in Christ, you can be set free. Now, all sin is addictive. All sin can ultimately become habitual. We all deal with issues in our lives because we all have a human heart that is, according to the prophet Jeremiah, despicable and desperately wicked. Now, in Christ, as we're going to see, we have a new heart and a new life, but here's the truth that you need to grasp. If you are a follower, a believer in the Lord Jesus, you are still in the flesh. You are still in a human body. You still have a human mind. The Spirit of God comes in to take residence in your life. The Spirit of the living Christ is now in you, but that doesn't mean that you cease to deal with the flesh and the desires and your own humanity. And in fact, this will be a constant struggle all the days of your life. Did you know that the greatest Christian who ever lived, in my estimation, the Apostle Paul, struggled with a spiritual battle and with sin itself? What to do when faced with temptations and struggles and difficulties? The Apostle Paul dealt with this. In fact, in Romans chapter 7, verses 14 to 15, he says, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold unto sin. For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate." Verse 17, "So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." That's addiction. Sin's trying to take over. "For I know that nothing good dwells in me," that is, in my flesh. We get our word carnal from that word flesh, carne. And it's the principle, it is the self principle, it is the sin principle that still lives in us. And none other than the great Apostle Paul said, "I fight this battle between what I want to do and what I actually do. What I don't want to do, what I end up doing, what I want to do that I end up not doing." He said, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" It is a life and death struggle. And one of the first things you need to do if you're dealing with addiction is to admit your addiction. Someone said an excuse is the skin of a reason stuffed with a lie. And the way to victory, the way to purity, the way to freedom is to begin by saying, "I can't defeat this on my own. I've got a problem. I'm struggling with this. I must now seek the help of God, the help of Jesus Christ and of His people." Because the good news is we are not in Christ powerless. We are not slaves if we are in Christ. We have been set free. We just need to learn to live in the victory that Christ has given us. You can resist in the name of Jesus, the world, the flesh, the devil. You can, in His name, defeat every chain. And stop believing the lies that you tell yourself or the lies that the enemy tells you. To begin by saying, "I am helpless in my own strength." And you may be helpless, but I'm here to tell you it's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. But you have to be willing to be unchained, to be set free, to be made whole, to be healed. Because sin is like a disease that takes hold of our hearts and our lives.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, Breaking Free from Addiction. God has a part for you to play in the conflict between good and evil, and we want to help you embrace it with courage by sending you Dr. Jack Graham's book, Unseen, when you give a gift to PowerPoint. And thanks to a $100,000 matching grant, your gift today will be doubled. But this opportunity won't last long. So call now to take advantage of the match that doubles your donation and request your copy of Unseen when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
When you need prayer you can count on, you can't have too many people lifting you up. That's why we've set up a new online community where listeners like you can submit prayer requests. This brand new platform lets you reach out to other PowerPoint listeners for support through an app called Pray.com. You can start sharing and receiving prayer requests from believers all over the world today and be inspired by how God answers as listeners share updates through prayer posts. Just go to jackgraham.org and click on the prayer tab at the top of the page today. That's jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Breaking Free from Addiction.
Jesus met a man one day at the Pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem, and there was a saying, a custom among the people then, that when the waters begin to stir in this particular pool, the first one in gets healed. And so people would go to this pool and seek healing and help. Well, this particular man had been laying there for 38 years. And every time the waters would stir, he would try to get in and couldn't get there fast enough. And one day, Jesus of Nazareth comes by and looks at him and singles him out. And when he caught his eyes, Jesus said, "Do you want to be made well?" What? Why would you ask me, do I want to get well? Well, I've seen it. You've seen it too. There are some people that really don't want to get well. They get used to their behavior. They get used to their lives the way they are. Oh, they may say they want to get well, but they start identifying themselves, well, I'm just an addict, or I'm just a loser, and can actually get comfortable in the sin. This man was laying there all these years, and Jesus wanted him to say, yes, I want to get well. Yes, I want to be healed more than anything in my life. And Jesus healed him. So the question remains, do you want to get well? It starts with admitting your need and confessing that you're chained and saying, I can't live like this anymore. If you're struggling with sin or the habits that are holding you back, addictions, you've tried therapy, you've tried books, you've tried yoga, you've tried church, you've tried religion, you've tried behavior modification, you've tried promising to do better. None of that works because that's all externally focused. Psychology can help us understand what's wrong with us, but only Jesus can break the chains, ultimately and finally. But why do we do those things that we try not to do and don't do the things that we want to do? Because Satan is messing with your mind. 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts, Christian, your thoughts, believer, will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Satan's primary tool then and now is deception, lies. And the same devil with the same lies that entrapped Eve in Eden is attempting to control the way you think. He's trying to get into your head and to create a pattern of thinking that creates then a pattern of behavior that can enslave you, addiction. In reality, the real problem, listen to me now, my problem, your problem, pride, arrogance, self-sufficiency, that I get to do what I want to do no matter what or who it hurts. And when I begin thinking about that, the sin, the behavior begins to take over. It can take over your thought life, and then it takes over your work life. You can't stop thinking about it. You can't go out anywhere without the chains. You're just walking around with these chains. And the sin or the behavior, the sinful behavior, becomes more important than your wife or your husband. It becomes more important than your friends, your family, your kids. It becomes more important than your church and Christian believers. It becomes more important than your career, your job, your calling in life. It just takes over. That's chains. And I'm here as your pastor who loves you to warn you, to beg with you in the name of Jesus, to admit your helplessness and in faith and trust in the name of Jesus, to deny yourself. And in the power of Christ, stop believing the lies. When a believer begins to say, I need this forbidden fruit. I want this pleasure. What I want, I have to have, and I'll do anything to get it. That's when Satan is in your head. And sin is in your heart. And chains are on your life. You see, Satan has programmed your mind to think his way rather than God's way. That's addiction. For some of you, you've been believing the lies so long, you don't know the difference between the truth and a lie. And the only way to learn the difference and to change the pattern of your thinking is, number one, this is how to get unchained. First and foremost is to discover your identity in Christ, who you are in Jesus. Because you can't say, if you are in Christ, oh, I'm just an addict, or I'm just an adulterer, or I'm just a porn freak. Not if you're in Christ. You may be a Christian struggling with some of these issues. That's not who you are. You're a new person in Jesus Christ. You were born to win, to defeat the enemy. You are alive in Christ, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's no enemy that can't go down in the name of Jesus. If you understand your true identity. So stop saying to yourself, I can't win over this sin. I can't defeat this pattern of behavior. That's a lie. Lie. So most people act out their feelings. Their feelings are produced by what they think. So you start thinking the wrong way and you start feeling the wrong way. And ultimately, your feelings are acted out. So people start feeling things like, well, I just don't feel like I love my wife anymore. Or I've lost that love and feeling for my husband. Or I'm unhappy and I need pleasure. Or I'm down. I need something to get me up. And the pattern of thinking and feeling and acting is repeated again and again. Why? Because Jesus said Satan is the father of lies. When he lies, he speaks of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said in John 10, Satan is a thief whose only purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. So it begins by understanding you have an enemy, admitting your personal failure, your inability to help yourself apart from the power of Christ. And then in a relationship with Jesus, you know that you have the power in Christ. You have a new identity. You have a new name. You have a new nature. You are not helpless in the power of Christ. I'm going to wrap it up today with a scripture that I think will shed the light you need. Galatians 5, 16 to 24. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh, for these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. That is the power of judgment under the law. And then, verse 19, how's this for an addictive list? Now, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. Greek word is pharmakia, which can mean drugs. Enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, God's Spirit, is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Against such thing there is no law. Why? Because this is the power of Christ. This is the power of His love. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Look, there's only one thing to do with our flesh, and that's to crucify it. You can't modify it, change it externally. You can decorate it, make it look better. But if you're an alcoholic and you can't control the alcohol, whether you're a bum on the street or you're sitting in church wearing a $3,000 suit, you're under the power of something else, and you need to be changed from the inside, not by decorating it and just looking good. You know, I've known people to get in accountability groups. Did you know that being in accountability groups, you can lie right through your teeth to your accountability partners? And sometimes accountability is nothing but managed sin. So you can do all the right things on the outside, the external things, that never changes anything. The way to overcome the desires of the flesh and the addictions of the soul and the body is by the Holy Spirit. You do it by starving the flesh and feeding the Spirit. If you feed the flesh, guess what happens? You want more and more and more. And you starve the work of the Holy Spirit. But when you feed the Spirit in prayer, in the Word of God, in the praise and the worship of Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of God's people, genuine, authentic accountability, when you are walking in the Word and walking in the Spirit, then you start winning spiritual battles and peeling back the darkness, and you live not in defeat, but you live in victory in Jesus Christ. When you stop believing the lies Satan tells you, the lies your friends tell you, the lies the culture tells you, the lies you tell yourself, and believing in the truth in Jesus Christ, that's when you'll be free. That's when you'll walk in the Spirit. Stop believing what Satan says about you and start believing what God says about you. That you are alive in Christ, that you have the power of Christ in you. You're no longer enslaved. You're free. And if the Son, Jesus, will make you free, you will be free indeed.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, Breaking Free from Addiction. Have you ever faced something so devastating that you found yourself asking, how could God let this happen? Dr. Jack Graham asked God that very question after his father was murdered, and he wants to tell you the encouraging answer he found by sending you his book, Unseen. We'll send you this inspiring resource when you donate today to help keep these biblical messages coming to you and countless others. And thanks to a $100,000 matching grant that's just been offered, your gift today will be doubled. But this opportunity won't last long, so call now to take advantage of the match that doubles your donation and request your copy of Unseen when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627 to give today. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
We must take drastic actions to deal with the addictions that plague us. Because when it comes to ridding our lives of sin and habits of addiction, the only option is to be extreme. The world may tell you that your addiction, whatever it may be, is not a big deal. But God doesn't see it that way, because your sin, your habits, your addictions are hurting you. Remember how seriously our Lord Jesus took sin? He said in Matthew 18, verse 8, "If your hand or your foot cause you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or feet and to be thrown into eternal fire." That's extreme. And the time has come to stop the excuses. Stop believing the lies. Stop believing the lies that Satan tells you. Stop believing the lies you tell yourself and start believing what God says. You have the power, if you are a believer and follower of Jesus, you have the presence and the power of Christ in you. Christ lives in you and will enable you to overcome and to break every chain. You and I must take extreme measures to rid ourselves of our addiction and our sin, and God gives us the power and the strength to do it.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's book, Unseen, as our thank you. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And remember, PowerPoint is a member of the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. Well, next time, Dr. Graham brings a message about how to find release from crippling fear. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.